Welcome to Christian Talk with Eric Thompson, a thoughtful podcast helping Christians navigate life. A podcast for Christ, covering faith, family, political issues, using God's Word, the Bible. The victory is ours. Let our light shine before others so they may glorify our Father in heaven. Welcome to Christian Talk with Eric Thompson.
Hi, welcome to another edition here of Christian Talk. My name is Eric Thompson of California. It is September 28th, 2021. Hope you guys had a blessed day. Today we're going to talk about government. We're going to go over how then should we live? How should we function? How do we support and honor our leaders without actually endorsing or, you know, defend? We just have to deal sometimes with people in office that are like, ugh. The thing about Christianity, the thing about being a Christ follower, the thing about being a child of God, because we're not a religious sect, we're not a part of a fake, false religion. We are in a relationship with our Savior. We are adopted into the family of God through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. And so, as being people that are passing through, and the more I think about it, I definitely want to write a book about this idea that we're in the world, but not of the world. So when Israel was taken away into captivity because they were living immoral lives, and Jeremiah told them, the king, don't put your trust in Egypt, and they did anyway, and they resisted Babylon, and then it ended up costing them. The king and his sons were killed, and then they were taken away into captivity because they didn't listen to God. In general, God establishes governments. God lifts up kings, he takes down kings. So believe it or not, the team in the Oval Office, the president and the vice president and the speaker of the House and the majority leader, who don't live lives at all consistent with being Christian people, the policies they're passing are antithetical toward godly living. And the result of them being in those positions is sin is abounding more and more. People are more depressed. People are feeling less hopeful. But how are we supposed to be? How do we act in this situation? Now, I know it seems bad, but if you try to picture how bad Paul had it when he was writing, and Peter, when you have Nero killing Christians for entertainment in the Colosseums and burning them to death as candles, I mean, and just the flat-out dishonesty, blaming the fire in Rome on the Christians so then the culture would turn on them, there's nothing new. Jesus said they hated me, so they'll hate you. But how do we function? How do we as Christians function in this situation, in our situation today? Paul wrote to the Romans about this, inspired by the Holy Spirit in Romans 13, where Paul said that the human government, that all human government has been instituted by God and invested with the legitimate authority. He wrote, let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for it is there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. it's hard to get your head around this, but for someone like me that grew up in the Midwest and grew up thinking our government was good and powerful and looking out for us, the idea that God would lift up immoral people to allow to move on the hearts of people, and regardless if it was fraud that got him into the Oval Office, President Biden, or whatever happened, this is God's will. So therefore, verse 2 says of Romans 13, therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you not have fear? You would have no fear of the one who is in authority if you didn't do anything wrong. So then do what is good and receive his approval, for he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid. So the first thing is, we live in a fallen world. We are living amongst people that are into all things that God, everything that you can think of, every debauchery, everything you can imagine. And if you live in a pretty large city, there's people that are getting murdered. There's women getting raped. There's men getting raped nowadays. You've got children being brainwashed in schools. You've got sexual assault. You've got drugs. You've got porn. We live amongst people that love sin, and we ourselves are people that battle our flesh. Like Paul said, I look inside and I see my flesh and my spirit warring. I wish I would quit doing things I don't want to do, and I wish I would do things I should be doing. So when we don't march down the street as fascists burning things down like Black Lives Matter, Antifa, it's because our home is heaven and our God has instituted the governments in place, the ones that we don't like as Americans, at least I don't. But I have to remember that when I go to work writing my political articles, and when I do my podcast and I try to encourage people, that I'm honoring and pay my taxes, I'm doing it for God who established the government. I'm not doing it because I endorse the government that's in place. So when someone says, well, I'm a Christian, but I hate such and such, we're supposed to be praying for people in authority, kings and rulers, because we want them to be saved. Right? So if we live lives we're contending for righteous causes, we are sharing the gospel, and we are doing what God says to do when it comes to going to church or whatever, we obey God over man. But when it comes to general civics, God has put the government that we don't like, at least I don't like, in power. So I have to respect God. And in effect, then I end up honoring the government and pay the taxes. And because in my flesh, I would say, I'm not paying taxes because they are blowing it, giving it to illegal aliens and wasting all my money. And they're teaching critical race theory in the schools. So I'm not going to, but that's not how you do it. Verse 7 of chapter says, pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, and respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. I mean, if you think about it, the government's job is to restrain wickedness, right? It's to create an environment where people can live morally, and it punishes the evildoers. It supports the law keepers. But our government has to do a lot with punishing people, and it also has to deal with you know, just in America, the roads, the hospital, you have, they function. So that's, so that is something that, that we can be part of if we work at these, you know, work at these jobs, or if the government's going to spend money, we can and should have a say, but we can't get, do an attempted overthrow of the government every time we don't get what we want as Christians, because we are passing through. We don't want to be entangled in the world. We don't want to be angry. We don't want people to say that that church, the way the Christians are the evil ones because of the violence they do. And we don't do that. So government, in effect, when a government works the way it's supposed to, like it used to, it's a gift from God, because they are punishing evildoers. They are keeping things running, then keep them clean, and they're letting us just focus on our life. But obviously, when they start to go south, then we have to realize that there's a couple things that's underway. First of all, even though governments are set up for good, people in government are evil, just like all humanity has a sin problem. So just like in the United States, we started out pilgrims, and then more people came over from the Dutch, and then Spain and France and Ireland, and then all, and so then we're forming, but we're mixing the Puritans with pagans, with people who eventually, as we got big enough in the Revolutionary War, people then started to go out west so they could have their saloons and all their immoral life. But the thing is, government is, its job is to, in America, to preserve our liberty so we can live peaceably. But when it doesn't happen, then, or if we see something that is illegal or it's against the law, then we report it. It doesn't mean we go hide and just say, oh, well. In Acts 16, Apostle Paul, he was a Roman citizen and he was entitled to due process. But they didn't know he was Roman. And the local magistrates, because of the pressure of a mob, they denied him due process. And they unlawfully incarcerated him. And then they attempted to sweep it under the carpet when they found out, oh, no, you're a Roman citizen. We're sorry. Here's a sponge. Here are some new clothes. But Paul said, no, I appeal to Caesar. I want people to know that that you are in the government, you are unjust, and you need to be called out for justice, for righteousness' sakes. So you see this, Christians, we're trusting in God. We understand he put the government in place. But if we see things, we do report it through the process that's in place. We don't start beating people up and going nuts. Because Paul basically just held them to their own legal standards. It's not rebellious to question the legality of an action or decision by a magistrate. So that's what this comes up a lot when I hear, well, I'm not going to vote, people say, because I'm going to leave it up to God, because it's God's in control. And so I'm just going to keep going to church, living my life, and God's going to do it anyway. So why do I have to be involved? I hope you see the problem with that. Because Paul just said that, you know what, I'm living my life, and these guys, this guy just went outside the law. So for the government to be able to punish evildoers and to keep law and order, and because God put them in place as our servants, as our leaders, then I'm going to pray for them, and I'm going to make sure that I assist them in having law and order so we have a peace in our community. All right, we're going to go to our sponsors here, MyPillow.com. Check them out, please. You can use my promo code FTR for Finish the Race, FTR at checkout. We'll save you up to 66% when you check out. MyPillow.com, promo code FTR. And if you need a new cell phone, get one from freedomphone.com. It's like your Android, except it's going to give you privacy back. Use the promo code SAVE at checkout.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you. Go to MyPillow.com right now to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you can get my premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now just $29.98, the lowest price ever.
For the best night's sleep in the world. Again, promo code FTR. FTR at mypillow.com.
Name one time in history where the people who banned books, media, and opinions were the good guys. Hi, I'm Eric. I'm the world's youngest Bitcoin millionaire. I made it in Silicon Valley, and I've accomplished a lot in my life already. But now, I'm leaving big tech to fight for free speech. Because the big tech overlords are violating your privacy, censoring your speech, and I think that's so wrong. That's why I created the Freedom Phone and its uncensorable app store. Everyone is complaining about big tech censorship, but no one is doing anything about it. They say, build your own phone. So I did. Freedom Phone truly is the best phone in the world. It does everything your current phone does, except censor you and spy on you. With the Freedom Phone, your freedom of speech is our number one priority. That's why we built our own app store that is completely uncensored. If an app you love has been banned from the mainstream app stores, you can still download it on ours because we don't ban apps, period. And we've developed the first operating system based on your free speech. There's no app tracking, no keyboard tracking, and no location tracking because I believe in your security. How do we ensure you're being protected? Say hello to Trust. Trust is our privacy guard. It's designed to warn you whenever an app or a website is tracking you and gives you the option to stop it. Your data, your rules. That's our motto. The Freedom Phone is comparable to the best smartphones on the market. It has an edge-to-edge screen, a super fast processor, and multiple cameras. And your SIM card transfers into the Freedom Phone seamlessly. Big tech companies hold a monopoly on public communication and the dissemination of information, and they are abusing that power. Nobody elected Mark or Jack to be the arbiters of truth in America, yet they still thought it was okay to ban a sitting president from their platforms. If they censor a president, they will censor anyone. Imagine if Mark Zuckerberg censored MLK or Abraham Lincoln. The course of history would have been altered forever. Out of all the constitutional amendments, there's a reason why the founding fathers made the right to free speech the very first. I believe you have a voice that deserves to be heard without being censored. Protect yourself from big tech censorship. Let your voice be heard. Live free with the Freedom Phone.
And again, use the promo code SAVE at checkout to save $50. Freedomphone.com. Thank you so much for staying with me, and thank you for our sponsors. Help us keep this going and growing so we can make a difference here in the culture for the kingdom. All right, so far, if I can summarize where we're at, we may not trust our governing authorities, especially if you saw heard about the generals, Biden's generals testified today in front of a Senate committee. And basically just totally contradicted everything that our president has been saying, and then the White House press secretary has been contradicting, and the Homeland Security. So we have a lot of ungodly people up above us, but we are not to be, we're not to have our trust in government authorities, but we have to trust God, since God is the one that put him in those positions. It could be for just a temporary pruning of our country, could be for judgment on our country, could just be to wake us up. That's not our job to try to figure out. We just know there's godless people that are in our government, which there always is. There is always godless people. But we're all fallen, so there may be politicians that you think are doing better for us, and they're going to have issues, but we all do. So that's why when we are considering who to vote for, which, yes, Christians, if you can get to the polls, if you can vote, you must vote. Well, no, I don't think I should. Well, okay, well, or I heard this. Well, I don't like any of the candidates. They're not, or they're, none of them are moral enough, or they have issues. If God allowed our government system to be established in this country, and we have the ability to vote for righteous causes, and you have the ability, and I have the ability to cast a vote that says, you know what, maybe we're voting on, should the abortion clinic be closed in town? Or that this politician wants to raise taxes and wants Marxism, and this one wants us to stay free. And Christians stay home, then the ungodly gets in office, and then it affects your life, if you have children or grandchildren, and your community. It affects everyone's lives if we, the people of God, don't vote because we are looking for God just to do it and we're not going to do anything, or because we can't find people moral enough to represent us. You're voting for the person that you think will do righteous things in line with what God's heart would be based off of Scripture. That's why we vote. So we got to get over this. It's important. God's going, he's still sovereign, but be engaged in the culture. Pray, and be engaged. It surprises me more and more that people, I'm just going to sit at home. That doesn't do any good. Just honor God with working within the system he gave you. Now, sometimes, we've seen it through history, we'll see it again in the book of Revelation. It's possible that there's something called the Great Reset you can look up. It's possible that we are getting toward the end times, where this idea of going to a cashless society, to this New World Order, to deconstructing capitalism and putting in place equity around the world, which is basically global Marxism, which is godless. So it's possible that we are heading toward the rapture, and, well, obviously we know we're heading toward the rapture, but it's possible it's coming sooner than what some people may believe. So our government, if that's true, will continue to trend more immoral, right? Because the pressures that our government would be receiving and will be increased on them will be from godless people to take away freedom from people, take away religious liberties, persecute the Christians, you know, make them bake cakes for homosexual weddings and take pictures and then try to make them pay for abortion pills or be abortion doctors. But in Revelation 13, when in the end, the beast is going to be given power, and you've got this whole Antichrist thing going down, and he's going to be uttering blasphemous words, and he's going to be exercising authority for 42 months, and then the, you know, he's blaspheming against God, and then the world is going to be behind that. Or if you remember in Daniel, when he was taken away to Babylon, you know, it's like, well, wait a minute, that's not fair. Or Joseph taken away to Egypt, that's not fair. But what we have to do is when you have awareness that evil is increasing, then we have to understand that, you know what, we've got to be strong as a body of Christ. We have to know our word. We have to be ready in season and out of season. We have to understand that Jesus said, you will have trials. He was tempted in all ways without sin. We're tempted with sin, but we're going to have trials. We're going to receive persecution, and we're going to be hated more and more by the world, while the world becomes more supportive of sin, more promotive of it, like it says in Romans 1, that not only will the world have sin, but they will promote the sin in the end days. So if things start to go south, then we have to be smart, and we have to say, okay, well, I'm going to move here if I have to. If the Lord, you have to be really seeking the Lord when it's dark like this on where to move, what to move. I personally don't see how anyone could send children to a public school unless it's a local conservative town where you can keep track of it. But we know that the kids in a lot of schools are getting taught just abhorrent things. So we have to be wise as our government functions, and we have to hold them accountable. But we have to do it in a way where people can see that our home is in heaven, and we're here to work within the system that God puts over us, that we could live peaceably and our children could be blessed. And we have to be engaged, but don't get depressed if your favorite politician doesn't get elected. I was guilty of that. And it's kind of foolish. Pray, vote, be engaged. Go out and help your guy get elected if you want to. But in the end, trust that God is in control. So do all you can do, all you feel led to do, all you're motivated to do, and be as encouraging as you want. But keep in mind that we can't lose our witness. We can't lose our identity to the world over politicians. So if the church is praying, educating themselves on issues, voting, and we do it in unison, then it would be such a huge voting block that the people that God had ordained to be put in place for righteous reasons will get elected. If half the church stays home, which is in God's plan, then who would we blame if most of the Christians stay home? Who do we blame right now for who's in office? For his past? For his promoting late-term abortions? LGBT, transgender flags at our embassies around the world? Ungodly, 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 ungodly. And if Christians didn't vote because they wanted to leave it up to God, and God wanted to show that if we would have been engaged, he would have honored that, then you have to look in the mirror and say, how do I live? How do I function in the liberties and freedoms I have as a Christian? And that's between you and the Lord. But heaven is before us, so we need to be sharing the gospel. Are you sharing the gospel? Do you know the gospel? I mean, do you say, well, I'm going to try to be really moral, and then people will ask me, that's going to be my plan. But here's the problem. That's not how it works. There is a saying that I heard for years and years and years. I think it was St. Francis of Assisi, that go out and share the gospel and if necessary use words, and that is heretical. No, you go out and you share, you speak, you tell people the gospel. If you live a life that is Christ-like, in addition to sharing the gospel, then your life will also attract people as God is calling them to come to you to hear the gospel. So in this environment, just like when Pharaoh was persecuting the Jews, the slaves, and Moses came for God and he spoke and God moved and they got released. You could say, well, where was God when the people were in bondage? But then, you know, where was God when Joseph got sold into slavery? But in the end, Joseph was put in that position and he said it to his brothers, God did this. You didn't sell me into slavery. God did, so then I could preserve our nation through him lifting me up to the second most powerful person in Egypt. When Israel went into bondage because of disobedience, Moses was sent. You'd say, this is wrong, but God didn't forget. In his timing, he then went, sent Moses in, and he set the people free. So in our situation right now, where we have a government that's doing things that I disagree with, and you probably do too, then we have to trust that we're going to honor them as we honor God, but we're going to be engaged as good citizens, looking to live peaceably, to be engaged, voting, and helping people to understand the righteous things that can be done so our children and our families, our neighborhoods can be safe. And then we continue to preach the gospel, share the gospel, and prepare to meet our Maker. That is the Christian walk. So I hope that makes sense to you. And if you disagree with me, let me know. My email is Eric at Christiantalk.life. Eric@Christiantalk.life, E-R-I-C, and say, you know what? I don't agree with you. And that's okay. Except, I think, this is not like a big doctrinal issue. This is a scriptural issue where you're honoring God by honoring the government. You're not agreeing with the government and everybody in the government. But if you're voting and there's people that are going to represent your worldview, then don't look for perfection in the politicians when you're going to vote for them. But if they are definitely, if you had two pagans, pray about it. I wouldn't vote if I had two pagans that were, but typically you're going to have one that's going to be more for protecting children in the womb, for lower taxes. And we'll do a whole nother thing on paying taxes. Social justice. There's no such thing as social justice in the Bible. There's justice, and I will get to that. But God wasn't all worked up over people punishing each other in the culture. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then God will add unto you what you need. Just like if you remember when Peter went to Jesus and said, well, wait a minute. You told me that I'm going to be led away by people I don't want to be led away by and killed, and you're saying John's going to live a long life, and what's up with that? And Jesus, that's none of your business what I do with John. So as we close here, just keep in mind, God loves you. pursue your walk with the Lord, your individual walk, your calling. Be in Scripture, and let's stay focused on heaven. Be active in our culture for righteous causes, but share the gospel and make your Lord proud. That is our calling. Thank you so much for joining me again. This has been Christian Talk. I'll see you tomorrow.